Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, make sure you subscribe to all three channels, Evolutionary, EE Arts, and Hearts Home as well. Have that little bell subscribe clicked, and hopefully you'll get some notifications. We want to thank everybody for your support over at Patreon and Ko-Fi as well. 20 seconds, and that's all out of the way. Concerning myocarditis diagnosis spiked in the military in 2021, new data shows. Very concerning. Myocarditis is a form of heart inflammation. It jumped 130.5% in 2021. What will it look like in 2022? What will the numbers show in 2022? And what will reality be in 2023? Is what we want to get across to you guys. As we know, this was something that was not something you could really get away from. You know, when it came to a certain decision many in the military were faced with, some had to leave the military in a less than ideal way, as you see Senator Rand Paul confronting Moderna's CEO about the risk of myocarditis in young males. So you're saying from ages of 16 to 24 among males who took the you-know-what, their risk of myocarditis is less? And the guy said, yeah, that's my understanding. Well, that's not what the numbers show. Not at all. The numbers show something totally, totally different. People are waking up that something totally, totally the opposite of everything we were told. Don't worry. It's all fine. You know, I mean, we all know this story. We've been through this a million times. And really what I want to do is get to a very just quick, very, very brief, straight to the point. And it's going to show that, again, there's something massive underway here. Absolutely massive. On a deep, deep level, as you see, appeals court blocks the 46 dates for men. Date for man. You know, man, this is how we were wording it, for government workers. We understand that there's different technologies out there. Not all cures are the same. When you look to China, the number one one that was administered was called Sinopharm, as far as my understanding. And, you know, again, you could look it up for yourself and see how it works. You know, by the way, the fine dining ware country is just now okaying the use of something that was in use in the U.S. the entire time, right? All the cures are not put together the same way. And the ones that were used in the fine dining ware country and in Russia are very different than what was used in the U.S. and the majority of the NATO countries. Yes. So again, what's well underway and what's truly being revealed in earnest now is going to be that, you know, wow. This was most definitely perhaps the biggest Trojan horse in history. This is a redefinition of the Trojan horse. And so, you know, just look into it on your own if you haven't. You probably already did. Sputnik and Sinopharm. Compare those to what we see with Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J. There's different technologies in play. There's different things being utilized here. This is from NIH talking about the military and cures. 17 different ones are typically administered even before the plague upon the land came. We've been talking about China buying up U.S. farmland, and we've also talked about them buying up land along borders, both Canadian and Texas, and other spots too, again, with the border with Mexico. And we know Mexico is just looking forward to being part of the bloc with Russia, China, India, South Africa, as well as others. Here you see Whitmer gave $700 million, this is the governor of Michigan, in taxpayer money to fund a Chinese battery plant. Requires a CCP organization on site, bringing in Chinese nationals for jobs. Oh man, when the public realizes what's going on, and by the way, we've been completely consistent the whole time telling you this is what's going on since 2017. As you see, Chinese nationals are allowed to fly to Ecuador and the CCP pays the cartels to get them over the border. This has been going on for a very long time. 900% increase in spike in Chinese national apprehensions coming into the U.S. What does this tell us? This tells us that it's very close to Red Dawn time. Bioweapons will clean up America for the big invasion. And it's not just China. No, and it's not just China and Russia. No, there might be upwards of a dozen countries involved in this. 2005 China Defense Minister speech outlined everything, saying the first attack would be very logical. Bio. You know what? It's right out there in writing. You could read the full speech. And we've touched on this at least a half a dozen to a dozen times. And it says it's indeed brutal. This is his words. To kill 100 or 200 million Americans. But that's the only path that will secure a Chinese century. Now that Chinese century in that term, that's the same sort of term. Just switch out Chinese to new American century on the neocon side of things. And that was put together by PNAC, Project for a New American Century. You know, the neocons, you know, right before 9/11 happened, when they had even said, we need a new Pearl Harbor. Well, we got it. And here we have this. I mean, so it's pretty darn obvious what's going on and what the next thing will be. And by the way, when you look at that DEAGEL forecast, which again relies on information from Department of Defense, FBI, CIA, and other sites, they are showing 2025, the U.S. has 99 million people. We have 333 million people. That means 234 million people, that's legal, by the way, or at least that's what they tell us, they're going to disappear. Are they all going to get beamed up? Is it the rapture? Oh, is it the rapture, guys? No, it's not the rapture. No, it's something far, far more diabolical.
I know. You know, there's that word that I really, really, really don't like, and I've heard it in the Law of One, and they talk about the harvest, you know? To me, the harvest is just, it's really, really bad. That's the vibration that comes out of that energy when I hear that word and hear it being spoken in the Law of One. And I think the Law of One has a lot of good, interesting information. But boy, when I heard that, it really did not sit well at all.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's obvious what's well underway. We just want to do a quick video, very, very brief, just to punch home a point. Just be very aware of everything that's going on. Realize the bigger plan. As always, guys, stay prepared. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.